I know you've heard about this story, and I want to break down sports ball for you because you don't understand sports ball, and I know.
Is it going to make my head hurt?
No, it's combining things we like.
Okay.
Quitting on the job, right in the middle of the job. We like that.
Ooh.
So a player on Tampa yesterday, Antonio Brown, just quit halfway through the game.
Wait, he was in the middle of playing a sports ball game and he just quit in the middle of the sports ball game?
Just said, screw it. Took his shirt off, took everything off, threw it in the crowd and said, screw you, I'm out of here.
Epic quit.
So this is during a Jets game. So you got to love it when it's a Jets game because the Jets fans are just going to lay it on you.
Was it in New York?
It was in New York.
Oh, so good.
What are you doing? You taking off your uniform, you dummy? Oh, because we're winning the game, you asshole! Oh, you fucking baby, you! Look at this fucking asshole! Hey! Hey, keep your fucking pants on, motherfucker! This is a family-friendly event! Get the fuck out of here, man! J-E-T-S! Jet,
wait a minute, is that my wedding night video?
You loser!
Yes, it is!
Oh, you fuck you!
Wait, go ahead and play that again. I think that's my wedding night video. I think somehow you've gotten your wires crossed here.
Oh, because we're winning the game, you asshole! Oh, you fucking baby, you! This fucking asshole! Hey!
Yep.
Hey, keep your fucking pants on, motherfucker!
Yep, that's my ex-husband.
That's Sean Lee? I knew that voice. He was saying Jets.
He's a big New York sports fan.
Keep your fucking clothes on. What the?
Yep, that's my wedding night right there.
You loser. Oh, you fuck you.
Yep, that was it.
Maybe 20 minutes later, Tampa went on the news and said, dude's fired, gone.
Wow.
We don't want anything to do with him anymore. And it's not like he wasn't a fantastic player. He was a fantastic player.
Why did he do it? What happened?
Well, they still don't know. They haven't been breaking it down. But the thing is this guy's a prick. He's a big time prick. And Terry Bradshaw is getting crap today because he was on TV going, this dude is crazy. Put him in a straitjacket. So people are toasting Terry for that. But the dude is crazy. I mean, he's insane. He was on the cover of Madden Football. I mean, he's a big time player. Mm-hmm, but he needed like 7 more yards to make $300,000. He needed 1 more touchdown to make another $300,000. And they pulled him out of the game.
Wow.
And he just said, that's it. I'm out of here.
Oh, I didn't realize they get paid for what they do on the field?
Yeah, if it's built into your contract. Okay, if you come to Tampa, if you make 800 yards this season, we'll give you $1 million. So he was, 3 yards away from making $1 million. And they said, we're taking you out of the game. Because he's a big-time prick.
I wonder, is it mental illness? Did he get hit in the head? Does he have, what's it called, CTE? I mean, is he have a, what is it?
So I went back because when it happened, I told my son was like, wow, he's gone. He's never coming back. Wow. Nobody's ever going to hire him again. So I was like, how can this guy be that big of an asshole to get fired, quit in the middle of the game, and be that good at football and not get a team ever again? And right. Sports Illustrated came out with in 2019, they came out with a whole list of things this guy has done, and it goes on for pages.
What? And are you serious?
And it's all at women. It's forcibly raping women. I mean, this dude.
Wait a minute. Hang on a minute. So he forcibly raped a woman and they continue to let him play? That's a problem.
And he's a prick.
No. Okay. Yeah. He can be a prick, but he raped somebody and the NFL didn't fire him for that?
Yeah, I mean, this is 2019. This is happening, and teams were still hiring the guy.
Oh my God!
And I mean, this goes on for I'm going through pages and pages and pages. This is not one girl, two girls, three girls, and this isn't some rag. This is Sports Illustrated.
Right, right. This is a shocking story.
So the guy, he went to an art thing at one point. I read a story where he went into an art museum. They were selling paintings to benefit children and women, and there was a painting of him. So mm-hmm. he didn't want to bet on it. He just said, go ahead and give it to me. I'll give you $700. So he put $700 on it. He won the painting. He got the painting. Never paid the lady.
That sucks, but it's not rape.
No. I'm not done.
Oh, sorry.
So he called her and said, can you come over and do a mural of my wall? Because I like how you're, and I'll pay you for that last money, and I'll give you another $3,000. Come over and paint my wall. She said, it'll take like 3 days. He said, fine. So the first day she goes there, it makes her a little bit uncomfortable. She's all right. Second day she comes there. She looks up. His cock is in her face. He's naked, cock in the face.
Ugh.
So she got up and left and didn't come back. So then he took photos of all the painting she did and didn't finish and blasted her on Instagram.
Oh, no.
And she is now coming out and talking about it. She didn't come out and talk about it then, but she's come. I mean, it's just story after story after story about this guy.
Yeah, because women are afraid to report powerful men being sexually inappropriate with them because they're the ones that end up getting, you know, they get fucked up for it. Like the guys, look at Ray Rice. You know, look how long it took them to finally release him from his contract after he beat his wife on video. I mean, the NFL and fans stand by their players no matter what.
You can't read all the stories of the things this guy did. And for Terry Bradshaw to say one little thing and get destroyed, it's like, no, this guy's an asshole. He might have a mental issue, but he's not a nice guy.
He's an entitled asshole, right? No, when we hear these stories all the time about these powerful men who think that they can, that women are just objects and they can do whatever they want. No, fuck him.
Yes.
I'm glad they fired him. I'm glad he'll never work again.
Then I said, okay, well, the guy took his clothes off, ran off the field. Then you realize you're in New Jersey. And you live in Tampa. So then you go, ah, crap. I just, my clothes are in there.
It's January in New Jersey. What was I thinking?
I'm not even in New York. I'm in New Jersey without a shirt on.